Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Let me refresh everything here. You selected Mel D, you said.
Yes, that's correct.
Melissa, mm-hmm. Whip, you also selected Mel D, and Violetta did as well, which shows that there's a conspiracy around here, and Mel D is wielding way too much influence.
That's it.
And all three of them are trying to get more play on social media. Melissa, Whip, and Violetta are like, I'll pick Mel D, and she'll give me more play on social media.
Thought of that,
yeah.
There's
a whole angle there. Okay, the reason I asked you to do that is because today, I don't know if you know this, today is a National Compliment Day.
Oh.
National Compliment Day.
I love it.
Yeah. Who knew that, right?
Good.
So the whole idea was we were going to select one person on the show. You've selected Mel D. Here's what we're looking for from you folks. 312-233-1019. We're looking for the top three compliments for Mel D.
That's awesome.
Well, this is so sweet.
Well, maybe not. Remember, these the more unconventional the compliments, the more likely you are to win.
Ah.
Like, I was going to give Mel D a compliment. Like, for example, let me give you... Mel D, you're an excellent beginning drinker. Yeah.
That's unique.
Right. Remember when Mel D and I went drinking?
That's right.
And Mel D decided this was going to be the year she's going to start drinking.
Yes.
And so we went drinking and we did a couple of different things and her glasses got all fogged up from the stress.
Right.
Yeah. And I noticed you have gone back to the glasses.
I know.
You got away. You were going to do contacts for a while, but now you've gone back to the glasses that fog up a lot.
I know. I went like a solid 2 to 3 weeks with just wearing contacts. And then I got tired and, you know, you get up tired. And I just put these things in my eyes. So I'm going to start fresh next week and do only contacts next week.
Are you still drinking, by the way?
No.
What?
I'm not.
All that effort I put into teaching you how to drink and now you're not doing it?
I know. I haven't had any alcohol since that day.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my God.
What kind of drinker are you?
Mel D.
I like
you
water.
You call yourself a drinker. I like water.
That's great. Water's the healthiest thing for you.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm making it all right over there. There you go. So I just like to clarify, it's a very healthy thing. It's National Compliment Day.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a compliment.
312-233-1019. It's 6:25 now on The Mix. Today, oddly enough, is National Compliment Day. Randomly, without knowing ahead of time what was going to happen, Melissa, Whip, and Violetta all selected Mel D as the subject of today's Eric in the Morning list, where we've said, okay, top three. That's what we're looking for. Top three, throw Mel D a compliment right now. Are you ready?
You're ready.
Here we go. These are all very random. Very random, all right? At number three, Jason, throw Mel D a compliment.
Your top trending on Twitter really helps me get to work in the morning.
There you go.
Aww.
That's very, very nice. Very nice.
So sweet.
Yeah, tied with Lauren.
Mel D was a memorable first date.
True.
Yes, that's true, too.
All right. Very nice. At number two, Alex, throw Mel D a compliment.
Morning, guys. I'm actually the one that sent in the Stand in Your Crack name for the trip.
Right.
Well, thanks for that.
All I got to say is she emailed back very nicely.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Mel D emailed you back very nicely.
All right.
That is terrific. And finally, in at number one, it's National Compliment Day. Sergio, throw Mel D a compliment.
She looks like my mom.
What?
And your mom is a lovely woman.
Everybody loves their mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a lovely woman. She's 65. She's lovely looking.
What's that, Sergio? I lost it. I lost the last part of that there.
She looks great. She's 65 and
she looks about 25 is what you're saying, right?
Is that what you're saying? You're both complimenting your mom and Mel D at the same time, right, Sergio?
Exactly.
Yeah, good man.
All right.
Good man, Sergio.
Look at her.
When you're wondering what's going on in the world, you do what everybody does. You turn to Twitter. Or you just sit down and have lunch.
They both sound good.
Yep. Time to find out what's currently trending on Twitter. The top three things is what we're looking for from our social media director, Mel D, who's in charge of tracking all this information and getting it ready for us. You all set, Mel D?
Yeah, it's a lot of Grammy stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the Grammys?
Sunday night.
Lizzo nominated for 37.
Almost.
37 Grammys. The odds on are she's taking 36 of them home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's find out those top three things. In at number three, Mel D.
Yeah, the Grammys are this weekend. It's going to be a big deal. And it was just announced that Lil Nas X, who was originally just attending, so he's now going to be performing with the help from K-pop group BTS. So the internet kind of lost it when this was announced because Old Town Road was such a big song of 2019. And it looks like Billy Ray might also help out in that performance. There's still some rumors of him maybe performing on Sunday night, maybe not, but we'll just have to wait.
I heard he's bringing the horse.
That would be pretty
cool. I heard a rumor that he's bringing the horse.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh.
On Nas X.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. That'd be cool.
Trending on Twitter. Number two.
All right. More Billie Eilish news. She's going to be the center of attention on Sunday, but she just dropped a self-directed music video for her song Everything I Wanted. So her and her brother directed the whole thing. They made it by themselves, which is pretty cool. The video is basically a car that's sinking into the ocean. Yeah. And some of her fans are thinking that this music video is based off a clip from her favorite TV show, The Office, where Michael and Dwight are driving their car into a pond on accident. So she claims that she's the biggest Office fan ever, and now fans are kind of linking the two together.
Billie Eilish nominated for a bunch of Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the Billie and Lizzo show Sunday night.
Did you know that Billie Eilish, how old is Billie there, Melody?
18.
Did you know she's not the youngest person to be nominated for a Grammy, though? Do you know who is?
No.
I'll give
Taylor
you a clue.
Swift?
Nope.
You mean this year?
Nope, just in general. The youngest person to ever be nominated for a Grammy. Country singer.
Oh, a country singer.
I see many of you raising your hands. You don't need to. You can just speak.
Well, when you said country singer, it threw me off.
Then you put your hand right back down.
I did.
You were the kid in class went, oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I was.
Rhymes with Schmeanne Limes.
Oh, Leanne Rhymes.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. Exactly right.
My first thought was Michael Jackson, but I don't know why
That's
you would throw that out there.
Right, yeah.
Leanne Rhymes nominated at 14. The oldest person ever to be nominated for a Grammy was blues pianist Pine Top Perkins.
Oh, he was good.
Whip went to college with him. He's 97.
Oh, Pine Top.
Pine Top. And trending on Twitter, number one.
All right, carpool karaoke. It's been exposed. So James Corden doesn't actually drive his own car during those bits. It's literally caught everybody by surprise because just when James was driving the other day, Justin Bieber was with him. So basically everybody's thanking all the Believers for exposing the news.
Thank you to those folks.
Yeah, they stalked Justin, so they found out it's really just a car that pulls James along when they're dancing, when they're singing. Everybody thinks that he does pull it off pretty well because it does look like he's driving. He's also in California, so he's not comfortable driving here in the U.S. Rather, he's more comfortable back home in the U.K. But yeah, thanks to the Believers for exposing the news, and Justin Bieber carpool karaoke might be coming soon.
I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think I would be hearing the phrase on this show. Hey, thanks to the Believers. Anybody listening who with the most unconventional compliment? It's a National Compliment Friday around here, I guess. I read that this morning. We're utilizing it to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. Most unconventional wins a prize. All right, so great. Be prepared to vote. You know how this works. Mm-hmm. Keep track of these. We're going to have a vote at the end. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The most unconventional compliment you received, Angela.
My daughter told me, Mom, if you stand on the other side of the room like that, your butt doesn't look quite so big.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. As long as you're standing way over there from a depth perception standpoint, it doesn't look that huge. All right, hold on. The unconventional compliment, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was told that I have the most beautiful wrist.
The most beautiful wrists.
Ooh.
I wonder what makes for a beautiful wrist, or it's just one of those you know it when you see it kind of things.
Mm-hmm. I guess you just know it when you see it.
Who told you that one?
A lady at church.
Nice. She would know. All right, hold on. Thank you. The most unconventional compliment you received, Elise.
So I was at a golf outing with my old CEO, and he saw a picture of me when I was at a wedding and said, oh, you actually look good when you try.
You look good when you try.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Just so you know, I think it's important for you to hear it from me. You look terrific when you try.
And you know they meant well.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Sure they did. Stephanie, the most unconventional compliment you received.
Hi, good morning. I had a boyfriend in high school who told me I had the most normal gait, meaning that, like, I walked the most normal of any girlfriend he'd ever had.
You walked the most normally.
Oh.
Other ones got a little hitch in their giddy up, but not you.
I ruin everything.
That thing
they
is
walk
smooth
weird
when you're going way down the hallway.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. And then finally, Becky, please choose your words carefully, okay, Becky?
Yes.
The most unconventional compliment you received.
The most unconventional compliment I received was when I was taking a kickboxing class, and the trainer told me that I hit like a explicative truck.
Aha! Uh-huh. You hit like an effing truck.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great compliment. I mean, when you hit, it's like I got hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's grab one more. Let's
grab one more. Hi, Pam.
Hi there.
Unconventional compliment.
Yeah, I was in divorce court and with our attorneys and the judge, and the judge said to my now ex-husband, can you say anything nice about your soon-to-be ex-wife? And my ex said, she can fold laundry better than I do.
She does a great job of folding laundry. She will fold the hell out of the laundry. And she's terrific at it. Who is it going to be? If you stand across the room, your butt doesn't look so big. You look good when you try. You have beautiful wrists. You have the most normal walk of any girl I've ever seen. In kickboxing class, you hit like an effing truck. And in divorce court, you fold laundry like I've never seen. Melissa.
Gosh, these are all so good, but I'm going to go with you can fold laundry nobody's business.
I think I'll go with you actually look good when you try.
Violetta.
Beautiful wrists.
Beautiful wrists. I was going to go with laundry as well, being that laundry is near and dear to me. Hi there, Pam.
Hi there.
Do you fold good laundry?
I guess I do.
Yes, you do. All the socks are perfect. Underwear's folded. Creases in the shirt.
Be proud.
Yeah. And you pay your bills on time?
Yeah, I do that as well.
You are a bill-paying son of a gun.
Catch.
Digging into the Lizzo library. Well, that should be interesting poolside.
Oh, I can't wait. So powerful. That, I'm going to start making out. Wait, what? Because you imagine they're going to show the love. Like, I love you, and I love you.
Who's going to make out?
The couples, if there's any couples.
Oh.
Well, who else will be making out? I don't know.
The part
is
where
that
you said,
even a topic?
The part where you said that's who was kind of drowned out by something else.
Oh.
That's your takeaway from that song? That when she's done, everybody's going to be making out? You might have the coronavirus. That makes virtually no sense.
I pictured like everybody like loving each other, couples.
God, I hope
like
not. What? Really?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Well, that's what I. Yeah. If you're feeling the love, what is wrong with you?
Well, I'm okay for feeling the love, but why has everybody got to be making out in the pool during it? So you can feel the love without making out in the pool.
Yeah.
Well,
just a
we'll see.
A moment.
If it overtakes everybody, maybe it just, you know, like breaks out like a virus almost.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whip.
Yeah.
Stop making everything all right. Well, it could possibly happen, Eric, and then that would.
Can't stop the love.
It's okay for things not to be all right.
I didn't say I'd be happy to see it.
You don't have to act like you're a couples counselor in here every day.
I like that song, though. That song was good stuff.
Making out in the pool.
I don't know. That song is just like, right. You want to grab somebody.
Am I the weird one? Did that comment make sense? Maybe I'm the weird one. It's very possible.
It threw me a little off track, but...
let's do it. We'll do a text. Text in right now. 60123. Melody, can you just keep track of the next 10 texts? 60123.
Yeah.
Was that weird, or did that make complete sense to you? You're like, yeah, that, make it out of the pool. That's what I felt. Or did you hear that and go, the hell was she talking about? Let's just see. Maybe I'm the wrong one. Maybe 10 out of 10. Like, yeah, that is a... I hope everybody down there is making out in the pool. It's just one big, huge, like, weird eyes wide shut.
Couples, and it makes you want to, like,
love. Makeout section. A lot of people wearing masks and all tied up. Weird.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're sick.
The last time you walked by a pool at a resort, if you saw one couple making out in the pool.
Right. You're right.
Don't you kind of go,
that part, yeah.
That's weird.
But they also don't
have
Lizzo
playing
live. So
now imagine there's like 60 of them making out in the pool.
Well, with Lizzo singing that song?
All right.
I don't know.
Mel D.
Yeah.
The results of 10 votes after the Lizzo song when Melissa said, I can't wait to look out and see everybody making out in the pool. Was that considered to be a weird statement or a totally logical statement based on the 10 votes you just received?
I'm going to say not weird.
Oh. Not weird.
Yeah.
So people think that's
people
totally
saying-
normal.
That
thank you.
You're not touchy feely.
Okay, so that would be totally normal. When Lizzo gets done, I should look up, and there better be 40 couples making out in the pool.
After hearing that song,
all right.
Someone said they kissed someone while the song was playing.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
All right. If you say
right
so.
Now?
Yeah.
If you say so.
Look at that.
I must be the guy with the head injury.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Ready to have your mind blown, higher than a kite like Post Malone. Taylor Swift is ringtone. Friday stories about smartphones.
Smartphone Friday, because I had a whole bunch of smartphone stories, so I just saved them for Friday because it alliterates nice. Smartphone Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Explosions, broken noses, Pokemon woe. A new study finds a surge in phone injuries.
Ah. The explosion thing you just mentioned?
All those.
Oh, wow.
Explosions, broken noses, Pokemon woe. Study finds surge in phone injuries. U.S. experts report a sharp increase in mobile casualties since the rise of the iPhone in 2007. A significant amount of injuries that can be directly attributed to your smartphone.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
You can? All right.
Oh, yeah,
just
totally.
Like you can see 40 couples making out in a pool. Okay. 312-233-1019 on Smartphone Friday. I'm interested if this is the case and you have been victimized by your phone. Has anyone suffered an injury that can be directly attributed to your smartphone?
Okay.
You know, it can be anything from you had your phone next to your head and it exploded, which is horrific. Or you're playing Pokemon Woe and you walked into the fountain at the mall.
Yeah.
Anything, any type of injury that is directly attributed to your smartphone. 312-233-1019 if that's the case. An estimated 14,000 cases across the U.S. over the course of the study were down to users being distracted while using their phone, with 60% of these individuals being aged 13 to 29. Most of the injuries are in the real young millennial Generation Z era.
Mm-hmm.
About half of such cases were down to people using their phone while driving, while 90 of them involved individuals playing Pokemon Go.
Do you know how many times I've seen somebody on a bike and they're going like really fast, but they're looking down at their phone?
Huge problem. And hilarious. Okay. Phone hitting them in the face when struggling over the device with a sibling was also reported. So you're wrestling for your phone with your sibling and one of them smacks you in the face, you got a broken nose.
Oh.
Phone injury. 312-233-1019. Have you received an injury that can be directly attributed to your phone? So far, only people named Jennifer are calling.
Really?
Okay.
So if you're named Jennifer and on hold, hang on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello?
Hi, hurt yourself directly attributed to your phone. What happened?
My cell phone was in my sweater pocket, and I bent over. It slipped out and slammed into my toe next to my pinky and broke it.
Ah!
Oh, my God!
Broken toe iPhone injury.
Ow.
Yeah. And nothing you can do about those either. You just got to gut it out, right?
It took over 2 weeks for the bruising for the whole foot to go away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Man.
Phone injury. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hurt yourself?
I did. Kind of embarrassing.
Hilarious.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was looking at my phone and was walking through one of the buildings downtown and walked right into the glass door.
Bam!
Oh,
oh,
so
there is nothing more hilarious than people walking into glass doors.
Yeah, you got that right.
It's one of my favorites.
I know it is.
I really wish I could have shared that with you guys.
Yeah.
But it's all mine. All right, The Mix, 312-233-1019. Mix Morning Mindbender, 818. 96 times a day. The average person. 96 times. Violetta had this covered by about 8 a.m. today.
I like to be on top of it.
Her 96 are out of the way. Whip, I'm going to guess it takes you about a week.
Okay.
About a week. Melissa might get there, but when she is doing this, she does way too much. Way too much. Wendy.
Yes, sir.
96 times a day. What is it?
Smile.
No.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it is not cute.
It is
incorrect.
It is cute.
It is incorrect. Incorrect. Don't overthink it. 96 times a day. Barrett.
Is it check their phone?
Exactly right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Why should you not overthink it? What is today, Melissa?
Today is Smartphone Friday.
That's exactly right. 96 times a day, Barrett, people check their phones. Sound like you?
I believe it. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. Violetta had that wrapped up by 8 a.m.
Well, there is a scary feature. You can check the activity on your phone if you have an iPhone.
Hold that thought. The average person checks their phone 96 times a day. That's up 20% from 2017.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
90% of people get offended when someone they're talking to starts looking at their phone.
Yeah.
90%.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Yeah, you do. You do it during the show. I'll look over. You're on your phone. Doesn't
people
count.
Have been emailing me. They like the behind the scenes.
I understand. 50% of people say their smartphone has helped them achieve a better work-life balance. 45% of people say the last thing they see each night before they go to bed is their phone and not their spouse. Virtually right. Half of people.
Right.
Oh. Don't see their spouse. They see their phone as the last thing before nodding off.
Yeah.
That's tough right there. And you were about to say, Violetta, where do you go to find out how much time you've been spending on your phone?
Yeah, so you can check your screen time on an iPhone. I think you go under Settings. General.
Yeah. And then where do you go?
To General, screen. I believe.
No, mine just says screen time.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I think you can get a notification on it because I get the notification sometimes.
Do you have yours pulled up for your daily average?
I don't.
Yeah. I have mine turned off, actually, but I can turn it on and see what I get here.
Do you have yours pulled up, Melissa?
No, but I'll get it.
You go to General, hit screen time for your daily average. Maybe it's you might be scary. Doing it now and you're feeling horrible about yourself.
Oh, my God, I'm feeling horrible. You know what I feel most horrible about?
What?
I won't tell you the huge number unless you want me to. I'm down 20% from last week, but it's still a huge, ridiculous number.
What is your daily average, Whip?
5 hours and 26 minutes.
Mine is 3 hours, 59 minutes.
I am now...
So 4 hours.
Totally ashamed.
What's yours, Violetta?
No, I had mine disabled because I didn't want to know.
Uh-huh.
But I just abled it.
Abled it? All right. So we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's yours, Melissa?
5 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh.
Exactly why I made the point yesterday or 2 days ago when you kept sending me coronavirus stories all afternoon long. Get off the phone. Have a sandwich. Smartphone Friday.
Not there too much.
Like when you share your antiperspirant, that's love.
That is.
Right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're putting your secret on and your husband goes, how about give me a little bit of that?
Pass that over here, baby.
And you hand it over and he wipes it out and hands it back. They have big hair sticking off it. Yeah, God, that's love.
It is love.
That's love.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt now are sharing the same stylist. In Hollywood, that's the equivalent of sharing your deodorant and leaving a hair on it.
Yep. That makes sense.
It's going back to his roots.
It's true love.
Yep.
It's love when you share blank. 312-233-1019. Melissa, you seem to enjoy this. Why don't you pick today's winner?
Oh, thank you.
No problem. I really didn't do anything.
Oh, all right.
It's love when you share what, Ken?
A toothbrush.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people might think that's gross, but you get in a certain level of your relationship that moves from gross to love. Melissa, you ever share a toothbrush with somebody?
Once a long, long time ago. And then it didn't bother me, but I think it would bother me now.
It's love when you share what, Alexis?
A milkshake.
Two straws.
Feels like I've just walked into a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. It's love when you share what, Sarah?
Your french fries.
Joey doesn't share food. Wasn't that french fries that Joey doesn't share food?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it was, yeah. Let's just go all-encompassing, Brooke. It's love when you share.
When you share the same craving for the same food at the same time.
Ah, the same.
I've never
food
found
cravings.
Love then.
And finally, Rebecca, it's love when you share...
When you share your chapstick.
That was mine.
Chapstick. You stole Violetta's. Who's it going to be, Melissa?
I'm going back to sharing the milkshake.
Milkshake it is. You want it to be a Nicholas Sparks novel. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations. We have something for you. What do we have?
That was a good one.
Whip. They're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And two quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo from the Northwest Suburbs and Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs.
That's
Garoppolo of the Niners. Two of the coolest names around. Melissa wants to be married to one of them, so she can be either Melissa Mahomes or Melissa Garoppolo.
I'll take Garoppolo.
A lot of ladies like Jimmy Garoppolo. He's considered arguably maybe the most handsome guy in the NFL.
Ladies really love him.
Yeah, he slays it with the ladies. Yeah. All the ladies, according to that story, huh?
Yeah, I guess he was dating an adult film star named Kiara Mia. I think this was a couple of years ago, actually. I don't know if he's still with her or not.
Oh, probably not. It's funny how those dating porn star relationships never really work out.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you don't move back to Arlington Heights with her.
You really do. Well, hey, the door's always open.
That's not. I think it's firmly closed.
He blows Tom Brady out of the water, by the way.
Also, model Alexandra King. He's also been spotted with her. So I think one of his high school friends was quoted as saying, like, Jimmy never had a girlfriend. He had all the girlfriends.
Ah.
Pretty much like
I could see that.
Whoever he wanted to be with,
yeah,
he had it.
Who was the adult film star?
Kiara Mia.
Yeah, let's see what she looks like.
Your screen time's going to go up.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why is your screen time cut up 2 hours this afternoon? I don't know. How's that last episode?
Oh, my.
That's M-I-A.
Which is what I'll be when I go looking for this.
Her boobs are really big.
As soon as I find these videos, that's where I'm going to be.
I can't believe a porn star would have big boobs.
Those are so big.
Oh, whoa.
Is it? Do you guys want to date a porn star?
Oh, God, no. Absolutely.
We fight them off all the time, Eric and I both.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like...
Quiet, Violetta. We're looking.
Okay. Am I ruining your experience by talking?
I'm teasing. I'm kidding around.
Yeah. You're mean.
Now, excuse me while I go MIA.
That's
code.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.